In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a quote that is attributed to Abraham Lincoln. It is most likely not a true quote, not something that the president actually said, but even though it might be apocryphal, it still contains wisdom. The story goes that someone said to Lincoln, "Mr. President, we trust during this time of trial in which the nation is engaged, God is on our side and will give us victory." Lincoln replied, "Sir, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My great concern is to be on God's side." This quote has been repeating in my head over and over again in the past few weeks. No one really knows if he actually said this famous quote or if it's just part of the myth that surrounds the president. But regardless, it speaks to us right now. There has been a lot of talk about sides in our country for over a year, with clear and distinct lines being drawn. People have been separated and divided. And if the last few days are any indication, those divisions that have become to define who we are as a country are a long way away from disappearing. There is a dangerous allure when people are arguing to claim that God is on their side. There is a treacherous appeal when people are fighting to claim that God has forsaken the opposition. There is a threatening temptation when values clash to cloak ourselves in the mantle of God. My concern is not whether God is on our side. My great concern is to be on God's side. Many in this nation right now are celebrating. They are filling the air with shouts of joy and victory. Many in this country are mourning. They are filling the air with sorrow and pain. Together they make a noise, a cacophony that cuts right to the heart of our current disunity, our current mistrust of the other. It is so loud that we cannot hear the other side. It is so vitriolic that soon we will not be even able to hear ourselves. Just the continuous echo of gloating, hatred, fear, and mistrust. My concern is not whether God is on one side or another, but that we are not only on the side of God, but that we do not lose complete sight of God. I would never presume to know the mind of God, but I will be so bold as to claim he has given us a path to follow, and that is the way of the cross. The cross, which is one of the defining symbols for us as Christians. Some pilgrims have it tattooed into their skin. Some wear it around their neck. Many, like our church, emblazon it on the cover of their prayer books. We here in this parish have it hanging prominently over our altar, looming over everything we do together as a faithful body. Jesus came to this earth and dwelt among us. He lived a life that showed to us all the love God has for his children. He comforted those who mourned. He celebrated with the joyous. He reached out with compassion to those whose society had cast off. When others condemned and shunned and declared others to be sinners, Jesus sat down with those sinners, broke bread with those sinners, and showed them that God cherished them. Jesus came not to punish or condemn. He came to shine the light of God's grace on our world and burn away all evil. Jesus came to be a light that would lead us all out of the gloom of sin. And in response to this message, in response to this life that he led, human anger and human hatred nailed Jesus to a tree and left him to die. The cross reminds us of all the evil that humanity can visit upon itself. The cross reminds us of all the wicked acts we can bring down on others. God gave his Son to the world, and humanity nailed him to a tree and left him to die. In response to those brutal acts, those depraved acts, in response to human anger and fear and injustice, God lifted his Son off the cross. He took what we had defamed and debased and restored it to glory. God took our sin and responded with grace. God took death and responded with eternal life. And from the cross, the way of Jesus shines forth. Jesus died for all people, all people. He died for Jews and Romans. He died for Gentiles. He died for me. And Jesus died for you. He died for those who we love, and he died for those who we despise. Jesus died for those who we now fight with and argue with. Jesus died for those who we see across from us on the other side of the divide. Jesus died for Hillary Clinton, and Jesus died for Donald Trump. He died for us all, regardless of what side we are on. He gave his life, gave himself, so that we might be a new people, so that we might have new life. All accepted, all cherished, all loved as God loves them. We as Christians are called to do what we have always been called to do, to walk in the way of the cross. We must seek out Christ in all people, seeing the divine spark that lights every soul and gives us our being. We must honor and serve Christ in all people, loving our neighbor, loving our enemy as ourselves. We must strive for justice and peace for all people, ensuring that regardless of how we perceive them, they are given an equal and fair opportunity to live and flourish. We must respect above all else the dignity of every human being, not just those who agree with us, not just those who stand on our side of the divide, but the dignity of every human being is worthy of our respect. Elections will come and go. The people who are in power will come and go. But what will remain constant, what will remain eternal, is God's love for us. Carry the cross with you to the places that it is needed most. When you see grief, carry the cross. When you see fear, carry the cross. When you see anger and hatred, carry the cross. Amen.